The series of shallow ridges between 1 metre and 10 metres underwater is plainly visible in satellite pictures joining Sri Lanka to India. Just jump onto Google Earth and have a look. It's plainly there, the white line joining the two nations. It's known as Adam's Bridge, and to Hindus it's Ram Setu, the creation of which is told in the Ramayana. Dr. Greg Bailey, an expert in Sanskrit narrative literature, explains.
The Ramayana is an epic composed in Sanskrit originally, let's say between 300 BC and about 200 ACE. It's in seven books, and its hero is the figure Rama, who was later became an incarnation of the god Vishnu, who was regarded as such. And in the third book of the Ramayana, we're told how his wife Sita, this demonic figure called Ravana, in the disguise of a Brahmin priest, comes up and abducts her and flies away with her to the southern island of Lanka, which of course Sri Lanka is named after, at least in its Sanskrit name. And then she disappears and Rama is heartbroken, and then he enlists the help of a whole lot of monkeys who go and search for her. And the very famous and important monkey, Hanuman, in fact, jumps across the Gulf of Waters, across the sea, and goes and lands in Lanka and discovers that she's there. And so then they have to organise an army to go and rescue her. The bridge really is required to take the army across to Lanka in order for her to be rescued. And of course, Rama does rescue her in the sixth book. And then there's the seventh book, which sums up a lot of interesting stuff and so forth. That's how the thing works. But it's an extremely popular text. It has been for the last 2,000 years, not just in India, but in Southeast Asia as well.
Following Hindu uproar due to its possible desecration for the shipping channel, India's Supreme Court is asking for more information before allowing the project, which began in 2005, to continue. It wants a review of the channel's alignment and proof from the government that Adam's Bridge is indeed a natural formation and not Ram Setu, man-made under the guidance of gods, as the Ramayana states. Following the ruling Congress Party's unpopular denial last year of its holy significance, assailants set fire to a bus in Tamil Nadu, killing two people. Even ocean geologist Dr. Bradley Opdyke says the formation is notable.
You wonder, because it is such a linear feature, that early civilizations may have tried to build connections between one and another. I mean, it would be a logical thing to assume.
But he says it's almost certainly natural.
This area all would have been exposed. In other words, it would have been above sea level. Not that long ago, say 10,000 years ago, it's a warm area where coral reefs can establish themselves. And so it's pretty clear to me that it was probably a sand spit originally, and then the corals probably grew on top of that at the end as sea level rose and finally stabilized over the past 5,000-6,000 years.
Opposition parties, the BJP and Janata, are both adamant it's holy, which reflects their Hindu lineage, says Dr. Bailey.
The mythology that we find in these two big Sanskrit epics and other texts, in fact, reflects historical reality. And so when the BJP were in power federally, they, for example, gave money for archaeological research on the sweet city of Dwaraka, which is supposed to be located off the coast of Gujarat in western India, which is where Krishna was born. So it's quite on the cards, yes, they would accept the view that there was an actual bridge there built by someone or other, this Rama Setu. But the Congress Party certainly would not accept that. They're much more scientific and what we would say rationalistic about their beliefs of mythology and so forth.
The Supreme Court has given the government 4 weeks to prove that Adam's Bridge is natural. Thankfully, that's just a little bit easier than trying to prove that it was made by the gods.